Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, recently made headlines for his profanity-laced attack on advertisers that have left the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. At an event in New York, Musk accused these companies of trying to blackmail him and warned that their actions would kill the platform. Some firms have paused advertising on X due to concerns over anti-Semitism, including a post from Musk himself. While Musk apologized for the post, it was his response to the advertising boycott that caused controversy. During the New York Times DealBook Summit, Musk expressed his disdain for advertisers attempting to blackmail him with their money. He made it clear that he did not want these companies to advertise on X and told them to go expletive yourself. His comments were directed at Disney CEO Bob Iger, who had spoken at the summit earlier. Musk also stated that the advertising boycott could ultimately lead to the demise of X, and he vowed to document the advertisers' role in killing the company. X's CEO, Linda Yaccarino, who was present at the event, later reposted Musk's interview and expressed her perspective on advertising. She emphasized that X stands at the intersection of free speech and mainstream culture and that the X community is powerful and welcoming. It is unclear how effective Musk's comments will be in bringing advertisers back to the platform, as many had already decided to spend their advertising dollars elsewhere. This controversy is not the first for Musk and X previously. Musk had personally backed an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, for which he apologized. The boycott, however, is not solely related to this incident. Advertisers had already been moving away from X, and the platform had seen a significant drop in ad revenue. A report by Media Matters, a liberal pressure group, claimed to have found evidence of ads being placed next to Nazi content on X. In response, X filed a lawsuit against Media Matters, accusing them of misrepresenting the platform's user experience and undermining freedom of speech. Overall, Musk's comments have garnered attention, but it remains to be seen whether they will have any impact on bringing advertisers back to X. The platform heavily relies on ad revenue, and its financial situation is currently unclear since it is now a private company and no longer publishes quarterly reports. However, before Musk took over, advertising made up about 90% of Twitter's revenue.